This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I'm just going to say right up front that there is going to be some pressure in my house to get Disney Plus, the company's new streaming service it announced this week. And given that pressure, I'm also going to be right up front and say I don't mind the new price point a bit. $6.99 a month seems quite reasonable. Thank you very much. I am a bit curious, though, about how they landed on that figure. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has the answer.
So Disney's pricing strategy is clearly aggressive.
There's a big gasp in the room.
Jessica Reif Ehrlich directs equity research at Bank of America Merrill Lynch. She was at Disney's investor meeting when all of this was announced. But $6.99, how did Disney come up with that number?
I think they looked at the price of a chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A, and they said people would probably give one of those up a month in exchange for unlimited access to Disney, Pixar, Marvel.
And The Simpsons. That was Josh Brown. He's CEO of Ritholtz Wealth Management, by the way. Now, Disney's openly said it's trying to undercut Netflix, whose standard plan costs nearly double what Disney's will. But pricing Disney Plus is kind of a murky calculation. Ibrahim Ravid teaches finance at the Cy Sim School of Business.
The market is evolving. It's really difficult to come up with a number. To me, the number is just coming out of a hat.
Ritholtz's Josh Brown says Disney can always wait and raise prices later.
Disney is one of the few media companies that have the financial flexibility to lose money for a couple of years.
There is one little thing about Disney's price that was probably pretty deliberate. The fact that it's $6.99 and not $7.
Studies actually show that people treat the price differently.
Michael Smith is a professor of IT and marketing at Carnegie Mellon. $6.99 just sounds a lot cheaper than $7.
Even though everyone knows it's just a cent difference.
By Disney's calculation, it'll have between 60 and 80 million subscribers by 2024. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.